Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the Breton guitarist Dan Arbraz, from the recording Irish Reels, Jigs, Airs, and Hornpipes, arranged for fingerpicked solo guitar on Shanicky Records. We heard the Sunny Bank. This week, we conclude our feature, Fleet Fingers, and concentrate on fingerstyle guitar players from the UK, Ireland, Scotland, and beyond. This style of playing borrows from the blues, but often applies it to fiddle tunes and other traditional songs from the British Isles. The style also carries over to newly composed songs as well, and we'll open the program with Ralph McTell and his classic Streets of London. Guitar styles and players from across the pond on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Have you seen the old man in the closed-down market kicking up the paper with his worn-out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely at his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London? Dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags. She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home in two carrier bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. All-night cafe at a quarter past 11, same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. Each tea lasts an hour and he wanders home alone. How can you tell me you're lonely? Don't say for you that the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. Show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission? Memory fading with the metal ribbons that he wears. In our winter city, the rain cries a little pity. One more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. Show you something to make you change your mind. Thank you.
well met, my old true love. Well met, cried he. I have just returned from the salt sea, and it's all for the sake of thee. And it's all for the sake of thee. Well, I could have married a king's daughter fair, I'm sure she'd have married me. But I refused her rich crown of gold, and it's all for the sake of thee. And it's all for the sake of thee. Well, if you could have married a king's daughter fair, I'm sure you are to blame. For I am married to a house carpenter, and I think he's a fine young man. And I think he's a fine young man. Well, if I should forsake my house carpenter and go along with thee, what have you got for my support to keep me from slavery? To keep me from slavery. I have 6 ships upon the sea, and the 7th one I to land. And if you'd come and go with me, they would all be at your command. They would all be at your command. Dressed herself in such rich attire to exceed all others in the town. And as she walked the streets around, she shone like some glittering crown. She shone like some glittering crown. Then she's taken her baby in her arms and given it kisses 3, saying, stay at home, my pretty little babe, and keep your daddy company. And keep your daddy company. They had not been on board but just 2 weeks, I'm sure it was not 3, until this lady she began for to weep, and she wept most bitterly, and she wept most bitterly. Well, are you weeping for your house or your land, or are you weeping for your store, or are you weeping for your house carpenter that you never shall see anymore? That you never shall see anymore. No, I'm not weeping for my house nor my land, nor I'm not weeping for my store. But I am weeping for my pretty little babe that I never shall see anymore. That I never shall see anymore. On board but just 3 weeks, it was not 4, I am sure, until at last the ship sprung a leak, and it sunk to arise no more, and it sunk to arise no more. A curse to all seamen, and a curse to a sailor's life. You have taken from me my pretty little babe, and now you have taken my life. and now you have taken my life.
This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we're listening to fingerstyle guitarists from Britain and beyond. And we just heard Dahi Sproul, who presently is playing with the band Alton. From his wonderful recording called A Heart Made of Glass, we heard The House Carpenter, and he was accompanied there by Peter Ostrushko. Dahi is not necessarily a pure fingerstyle guitarist. He uses his flat pick and a couple of finger picks, I believe, on his hand, but it's a wonderful sound. It's on Green Linnet Records. And before that, Davy Graham was kind of the John Fahey of British fingerstyle guitar craziness in many cases. And we heard Davy Graham recorded back in 1977 from the recording The Complete Guitarist. And we heard a medley of two tunes, Lord Mayo and Lord Inchkin. That's on Stefan Grossman's Guitar Workshop label. And before that, we let off the set with Ralph McTell and Streets of London, a tune I listened to an awful lot back when I was a kid learning how to finger pick the guitar. Ralph McTell was a big influence. That's from a recording called Best of British Folk on Castle Records. Back in the early 1960s, London had a folk scene an awful lot like New York did. They had an area of the city where people would hang out and play in clubs, and one of the most popular clubs was a club called Les Cousins. And a lot of people came out of there. They learned from each other, and they sat around and thought about folk music, and they listened to other players. Ann Briggs was one of the strongest players who ever came out of that scene. And she didn't stay around long. By the end of the 60s, she had disappeared to an island off the coast of Scotland. And as far as I know, that's where she is today. Here's Ann Briggs, and something that you'll recognize if you're a Led Zeppelin fan. This is Blackwater Side on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
One morning fair to take the air down by Blackwater side. 'Twas in gazing all around me. Was the Irish lad I spied. All through the forepart of the night, while we lay in sport and play, then this young man and he gathered his clothes. He said, fare thee well today. Well, that's not the promise that you gave to me when first you lay on my bed. You could make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the west. Then go home, go you brought with your wants and will. For there's not a girl so wide world, as easily led as I. Sure, it's fishes there fly, and the seas run dry. Tis then he'll marry I.
Searching for concealment all from the judge's man. Her rosy cheeks, her ruby lips, they lost their bloom so fine. She fell into his arms then, all among the mountain modestly she begged him, pray tell to me your name. He said, my dear, if you look for me, perhaps you will not me find, but I'll be in my castle, pray and choir for Renadine. Oh, day and night. child, and he led her over the mountains, did the sly boat ride down.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1703. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Irish Reels, Jigs, Airs, and Hornpipes, arranged for finger-picking solo guitar on Shanachie Records. And we just heard Dan R. Braz with The Fisherman's Lilt. Before that, we heard three players who came out of the London folk scene. We heard the late John Renbourn from his recording The Hermit, and we heard the title track. That's from back in 1976, and he says it's one of those tunes that guitarists always put together. It seemed to sound good, and it could play it as an instrumental. The Hermit was on Transatlantic Records. And before that, we heard from the late Bert Jansch from my favorite of his recordings, Rosemary Lane, and we heard Rainerdine, All About the Fox. That's on Castle Records. And we let off that set with Ann Briggs from A Collection, and we heard the tune Blackwater Side, which of course you might recognize as being the same as Black Mountain Side, very close at least, that Led Zeppelin did. That's on Topic Records. One of my very favorite guitarists who's playing these days is a fellow named Martin Simpson. He has a wonderful touch, and he's always in tune. Here's a short instrumental called Swooping Molly from his recording True Stories. Here's Martin Simpson on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Spencer as valiant a man as ever left home. He had been much reduced, which caused great confusion, and that was the reason he started to roam. Near other me had been on the ramble, weary of traveling, he sat down to rest by the foot of the old mountain. There's a clear blue fountain with bread and cold water, he himself did refresh. night fast approaching to the woods he was telling. With a wooden mine and ivy is bad for tumbling. But he dreamt about sighing, lamenting, crying. Go home to your family in a rambling forsake. He arrived home to his family and friends. They did stand so astounded, surprised and dumbfounded, to see such a stranger once more in their sight. Rattling stories to drive care away. And he's as happy as those, as of thousands of riches, content that he'll remain and not ramble away. This tune was composed by Spencer. A man has ever left home. He had been much reduced and caused great confusion. That was the reason he started to roam.
With a sickle of leather, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and to thresh it all out with a bunch of heather, and then she'll be a true love of mine. Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, remember me to one who lives there. For once she was a true love of mine.
We're listening to fingerstyle guitarists from Britain and beyond this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. And we just heard Dave Evans and a tune called Insanity Rag. Dave started playing rather late in life. He was 23. And by the time he got really popular, the scene had kind of passed him by. He still plays. He was a wonderful, wonderful fingerstyle guitarist. That's from a recording called Sad Pig Dance. And that's on Stefan Grossman's Guitar Workshop label. And before that, if it sounded familiar, you heard Scarborough Fair by Martin Carthy, recorded back in 1965. Martin and Paul Simon were good friends when Paul was living in England, and I'm sure that Paul learned how to play that from Martin Carthy. That's from a great collection if you're just beginning to listen to Martin Carthy, called Essential Martin Carthy. It's a two-disc set on Topic Records. And before that, one of my very favorite musicians, John Martin, the late John Martin, from his recording Sunday's Child and Spencer the Rover. And the bass playing there was by Danny Thompson. That's from 1974 on Island Records. And we let off that set with Martin Simpson from his recording True Stories and Swooping Molly. That's on Topic Records. One of the most underrated guitarists was Nick Drake. He was a very subtle player, but very effective in his style. This is from Five Leaves Left, the tune Cello Song, on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
Strange face with your eyes. that came to you and so young. Told of a life where spring has sprung. You would seem so frail in the cold of the night when the armies of emotion go out to fight. But while the earth sinks to its grave, sail to the sky on the crest of a wave. So forget this cruel world and sing my song. And if one day you should see me in the crowd, lend a hand and lift me to your place in the crowd.
Me hard to tackle, Valerie. You put me on the rack. You see that I'm history. You see I'm no good. Then you wanna be two babes in the wood. That's what I call playing to the gallery. Well, I'm waiting for Valerie. Oh, Valerie, she got a scar down here, Valerie. She got gold in her ear. A figure like this, lips like that, red fingernails, teeth like a cat. She never gets home till 5 or 4 or 3. Well, I'm waiting for Valerie. Well, I'm soft in the head, I give her high cash. She's spending all my money on junk and trash. Nylon fur, plastic shoes, 57 things she's never gonna use. Never, never, never gonna use a Valerie. Valerie, oh Valerie. Well, Valerie, you're gonna choke or drown, Valerie. Why don't you put that down? If you don't get over this eating jack, they're gonna take you home and I bought it back. I can't stand to see one more calorie. But I'm waiting for Valerie. Now every time I turn my back, she's round the corner looking for a crack. It's gonna be the ruin of me. I'm running under the synergy. Running under the synergy for Valerie. She wants to move out of town, Valerie. She wants the money down. She wants leopard skin this, tiger skin that, matching luggage, lipstick, hat. I can't afford her on my salary. Well, I'ma wait for Valerie. Well, I'ma wait for Valerie.
Richard Thompson also uses a combination of a flat pick and his fingers in his finger-style guitar. That was Valerie, from Acoustic Classics on Bee's Wing Records, from Richard Thompson. And before that, we heard from Nick Drake from his recording Five Leaves Left and Cello Song. That's on Island Records. Claire Lowther was playing the cello. Hope you've enjoyed our three-week examination of finger-style guitarists. It's been a lot of fun to dig stuff up and play it for you. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1703.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning.